If you would please go to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. This is more on our words teaching. It's good from time to time to, because there's so many, to put them in a little at a time. Very similar, some similarities to Psalm 1. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. That's the first verse that in that portion, but I like the concept of the writer, or even God writing to us, my son or my daughter, my child, my children. Attend to my words. Attend means to care for, to pay attention to show priority, to make the better choice. To my words, the word of God, if you read your Bibles as God speaking to you, like his love letter to you, and you see things from his perspective, incline your ear unto my sayings. If Priscilla were here, she could probably do a good sign to incline. But me, I'll probably do it like this. Cup so that you block out everything else and your ear is focused on hearing what the Lord is speaking to us. He says, let them not depart from your eyes, meaning his word, and keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That's a very important verse too, because it shows us what the life source for healing is. It's the word. Remember different times when Jesus spoke the word and his servant, the centurion's servant, was healed? And then the one we read, I believe, last week, after Jesus had walked 40 miles back from the south in Samaria, and the man came from Capernaum and asked Jesus if he would come and pray because his son was dying. And I made the comment, I wonder if Jesus didn't want to walk another 10 miles. He just walked 40 and said, just go your way. Your son will be fine. Your son will live. And so I see a lot of similarities to here. For they are life. What? The words. They are life, and they are life unto those that find them. But you have to seek, you have to search. But Jesus said, if you seek, you'll find. Sometimes I use this book as, I want to illustrate a truth of some sort, and I ask the Lord, can you give me a scripture to illustrate that? And the more you think and ponder during the week that word, I use that word illumination today, because I think about that as being lit up from the inside, like one of these fluorescent lights. When you turn them on, they illuminate from inside the tubes. And we're like that. We're like bulbs for Jesus, you know. The life in us, it illuminates us from within. And what happens, it produces light on the outside as well. So don't come to the point in our lives where we would part company with the word. Because it says, let them not depart from your eyes. It's always a great source of light and inspiration. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And why in your heart? That's your spirit, man. That's the inner man. Paul wrote about the inner man. That's your spirit. Your heart. The real you in the earth suit. And the reason they're there, he says, for they are life unto all those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Anybody need healing? These are little glimpses of, they're little pointers that we should consider. we all do the needful things to attain a quality of life that we desire from time to time, because it's made of the earth. It tends to... Yeah, so don't get too big on ourselves. Look what we're made of. From the earth we were created, and from the earth we'll return. Whoops, almost a little too soon. Health to all their flesh. Any place that's hurting in your body, be healed in Jesus' name. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And I think about life. We have physical life, we have spiritual life, and we have eternal life. Life at three levels. Your physical life, your spiritual life, and eternal life. Diligence was a trigger word. One time I came across that word in a Bible study, and it was a freak out moment, just disrupted the whole class, because this person, unbeknown to any of us, had always had someone driving her. I think it was a parent. Never could do anything to please her parents. Strive, 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 and just pounding to... Well, I used the word diligence, and it was a trigger word that went back to that person's childhood and growing up. But diligence, in its right way, when it's used properly, there's a promise that comes with it. If we're diligent, if we're faithful, if we stay with it, if you keep putting something into practice, it's going to continue to produce fruit. And the longer you could use the word practice, I suppose, in kind of a sense, if we continue to practice His Word, to live it out, it's going to produce really good fruit. Keep your heart with all diligence. The spirit man is where the ultimate in truth is, because that's where the Spirit dwells, the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and health to all their flesh. And then, here's where the word teaching comes in. Put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from you. Isn't that interesting that would be the very next verse? Because you know why? Because our mouths can undo everything God's doing in your life. Just like that. These verses are absolutely connected. It gives us the key to success, to victorious, overcoming life. Starts with the heart, starts with the Word, the relationship with the Word in us. And it's like the Spirit is leading us to come in, God pleading with us, come into agreement with me, come into agreement with my word, and be diligent, be faithful. Don't slack off. Don't think that this isn't going to work. And sometimes God didn't say everything was going to be instant. He just set certainties in place. But remember the seasons? We go through seasons. And understanding, discernment, wisdom, knowledge, all of those things grow as we season in Him. And so I don't expect to see any of these things fail. I may, but His Word never will. I may falter once in a while, but He never will, and neither will the Spirit of God in us. But this is really important. Put away from you a froward mouth. In other words, now that God has given us all these precious promises enclosed in a little four verses, now, if you're going to speak anything out of your mouth, don't let it be contrary to what I just said. Let it be in agreement with it. Don't don't go around speaking contrary to what the word says, because you won't affect the word per se, but it will affect how you perceive it, how you receive it, how you walk it out. If we go around, we can't continuously speak against the word of God, because if we do, then we're basically calling God a liar and we're the master of all truth and wisdom. That's, I can't say it any simpler than that. It sounds really crude, but sometimes a little shock therapy spiritually is good for us, because that's really what we're saying. If God gave us these promises, now don't undo it. Don't stop it from working in your life. Keep that in your spirit, man. Keep it in your heart and guard it. Protect it. Watch over it. Nurture it. Feed it. Give it drink from the word. Because that's our life. The source of our life is in the spirit. And it produces outwardly through our flesh, through our minds, as the renewal of our minds take place. A lot of things going on at the same time. But this is a little caution there. Let your eyes look right on and let your eyelids look straight before you. Continue your walk, walking, walking, walking. And keep these in mind and be sure to be diligent. Not in a driving way, but following the Spirit's leading in our lives, and be willing to do that. And our successes will be far greater because of it. So short, to the point, but sometimes I find the less I say, the better off we are. I don't want to be one that rambles. If I'm going to, it's got to have some word in it, otherwise it's just me.